Good day, this is Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial industry wrap for Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. Starting off with a shakeup in Australia's retirement savings landscape. The Super Members Council proposed significant change to the superannuation system. These changes aim to address the changing nature of retirement, with individuals tapping into funds earlier and many continuing to work into their 70s. The new approach aims to make retirement planning simpler and more intuitive, as well as highlight the need for accessible and effective financial guidance. A recent report calls for government reforms in financial advice, retirement planning transitions, income advice, as well as a more robust retirement evaluation tool without forcing annuities on members. Turning now to retail, the head of a leading grocery chain defends the company against rising price accusations. Speaking at an industry conference in Sydney, the executive attributed the price hikes to higher supplier costs and global factors like agriculture, geopolitics, and transportation, rather than corporate exploitation. Financial statements verified these claims, highlighting the complexities of supermarket pricing amid changing market conditions. In insurance news, following the 2022 floods, insurers QBE and Hollard admitted to shortcomings in identifying and aiding vulnerable customers. As a result, these companies plan to invest in advanced identification capabilities and employee training. They also pledged to improve collaborations with humanitarian organizations such as the Red Cross. This incident underscores a 50% increase in complaints to the Australian Financial Complaints Authority and furthers the call for insurance practices to align more closely with societal expectations. Finally, the Australian Taxation Office, or ATO, cracks down on the misuse of self-managed superannuation funds following questionable fund withdrawals amounting to roughly $635 million over the past 2 years. The ATO's recent actions underline the commitment to protect superannuation for retirees and foreshadow increased scrutiny to prevent abuse of these funds. That's all for today's financial roundup. For further information on these stories and more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for choosing Financial Services Online, where we bring you all the latest in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Until next time, this is Paige Estritori, signing off.